host, Monica Mendez, and I'm sitting in for Julie today. She's on vacation, but she will be back. And today's guest, we have the beautiful Veronica Jett.
Yes. Hi.
How you doing, Veronica?
Good. How are you?
Yes. Good.
Stop
better now.
Stop whispering in the mic.
Yes.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
I know. I'm just
All right. So we want to get into your head. We want to talk about the business. What?
Didn't tell who I am.
Oh, God.
This is Richard Avery, for those of you who don't know.
I can't believe I'm the boss.
I'm sitting here next to the
And you just ignore me. That's so nice. Dude, I'm docking your pay. That's it.
Well, I'm sitting here with Richard Avery, the master. I mean, I know, but you know, I think because
you're just in awe of my
you're
presence.
You're here, you're going to do it. I know.
But you're like, you're like God, you're invisible.
I know. Thanks. I'm everywhere. I'm omnipotent.
Well, we're here with Richard Avery.
We're here with Veronica. Let's talk about Veronica.
Yeah, I know. It's all
you are.
You're distracted by her beauty, so you ignored me, right?
No, she's distracted by my new Chrome Hearts glasses.
Is that about
that? I paid $500 for.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
Who'd you have to sleep with to get those?
Nobody. Yeah, right.
You got tattoos.
Yeah,
let me see. You have one on your wrist.
I've got one on my wrist.
I think the first girl with the tattoos today.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That's wrong.
You don't have to show us.
I'm going to.
Yeah, she does. What are you?
And I've got that and that.
The stars. All the girls have those stars.
I know.
I hate them.
Well, why do you have them?
Well, I mean, I got them when I was like 18. I was wasted.
Yeah.
But I was getting tattoos for free at the time. All my tattoos were free.
What's funny is we had a girl in here. We had Sarah Blake, and she was full of like clothespins in her scene, and she had bondage and tied up, but she has no tattoos or piercings on her body, which I find always kind of interesting with those bondage girls. But I want to know more about your tattoos. Describe them so that the listeners can actually.
Well, I have Norma Jean on my wrist. This is my grandmother. She's not dead. She's still alive and kicking, and she's probably the raddest bitch to ever live.
Are you guys close?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, she's like my other half. If she dies, I go into the mental hospital. If I ever go missing, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, but you know what you need to do is I'm sure she would tell you not to go into the mental hospital. She would say, you know,
just lock me in the closet.
No, just carry on and be strong, you know.
It's hard. It's hard. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I'd be in a foster home. So
is she aware of what you do?
No.
Oh no.
She is like Catholic going woman, like in church 3 days a week, like does the whole like homeless breakfast on Saturdays.
Wow.
She knows I've been in Hustler. And she about had a heart attack and lit some candles for me at the church, but
wow!
I bet you those candles like just flamed out. Yeah, the light and like blow
out. The trick candle.
It won't stay lit. It won't stay lit. And then it finally like was lit. She turned around, walked away, and it blew out.
Blood came from it.
No,
you're going to hell.
Don't worry. I've been told I'm going to hell too, and
so am I.
It's okay.
I'm VIP.
I'm sure I'm going to be there before you girls, so I will save you a seat.
Well, you know what? I will meet
you there.
You have
VIP. You're
I got first class tickets. So let's start at the beginning. Where are you from? How'd you get into the business?
Why this business? Yeah, why this crazy business? Well, I'm from the East Coast. I was born in Flint, Michigan, the shithole of all fucking shitholes.
I've been there. I agree.
Mm-hmm. But I lived most of my life in Marietta, Georgia, which is the redneck shithole of the fucking world. Moved out here. Been here for 4 years. Got in the business because I had nothing else to do.
Really?
I was working for an architect. My roommate at the time told me she was a hairdresser,
right?
Which I did hair for 5 years. So once I realized, hey, well, you're sitting at home on your fucking ass all day. There's no way that you're making this much money in a week doing alcohol hairdressing. So I caught on to her.
Pretty good haircuts.
Exactly.
I caught on to her, and she called me at work, and she goes, this is what I do. I stood up from my desk and pushed my seat back, and I was so mad. I'm like, bitch, I'm sitting here eating ramen noodles, getting paid $400 a week, and you're making double that in a fucking day.
Wow.
So I went and did my first scene, and the rest is history.
Ramen noodle. I love that.
But now you choose to eat them. You don't have to.
They're good.
Yeah. But my question is, so you literally, was it that just decision you just went like, man, if you can do it, I can do it?
I mean, I've always been the type of person never to ask anybody for anything. Right. I'm not going to, you know, when I'm broke, I'm broke. Mm. But I can make it on my own. And I mean, I moved out here, I mean, what, 2,000 miles away?
Yeah.
With one suitcase and $300.
Yeah.
Nowhere to live, didn't know anybody. I mean, I had somewhere to live, but I ended up within 3 weeks getting my own apartment, had a job.
Good.
So.
Good. And your first scene, what was that like?
For your girl.
It was piss.
was what? I had to go wee.
I was getting ready the first day that I did a scene. Yeah. The following week, I was going to London. And so I was just trying to make as much money as I could. So I had all these offers coming in, and I really didn't care what they were. I just wanted money.
Now, I started back up here to digress. So you decide to go in it. Does she say, I can help you get into it? Or do you go find an agent? Do you just like...
No, she helped me get... She had some like street pimp agent, and I didn't know any better. Right. So
as always,
I played the game.
Okay.
So, but yeah, my first scene, they paid me pretty good money. I got pissed on for piss mops. Won a contusion site.
Did a guy?
It was pretty bad. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
By how many guys?
Five guys.
No wow!
I had to, they plugged up the bathtub and I had to blow bubbles and sing Mary Had a Little Lamb in the pee.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
I mean, I'm speechless. That's, me too. That's great.
I'm trying to visualize the whole thing. Like, oh, okay.
How long did the scene take? I mean, was it a...
Oh, it was like 10 minutes.
I hope you got paid a lot of money for it. I hope you got paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you kind of? Did
it was
you?
So long ago.
Yeah, I know. But did you kind of walk away from it, going, like, wow, okay, that was.
I walked away saying, "Shit, I have a lot of money for about an hour's work, and I'm gonna go home and take about five showers." That's what I did.
Answer.
I pretty much went scrubbed my skin raw.
Wow.
What were these guys like?
Disgusting.
Because usually the guys, because I did a
come on
a,
come
a
on
trample scene once, like where I had to. Trample jump on a guy
and with heels on
yes so and hot. He was handicapped. He had
no
yeah he had he was like partial midget and he had braces on his legs.
I've never seen this
like
stuff.
This is a long time ago.
I want to see this.
And yeah magic shoes.
and it was like bees and carrots.
It was my first scene, and I had the stripper shoes on, and we shot it outside. It was like San Bernardino. It was hot, and it was outside in some field, and the guy was a volunteer. He liked this.
God.
Are you
kidding this
me?
Was his fetish, like, to have me trample on his chest and stomach with these stripper heels. And man, I mean, I remember laughing hysterically while I was doing it because I was like, are you okay? It's all right.
He's bleeding.
And he had, you know, he had welts on him with
I
the
think
heels.
We should just write a book on all these crazy stories these girls
have. I have more crazy stories from outside of the business than I do inside the business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a new
so
one.
So this first scene.
I know that pee.
That damn pee.
Being beat on by five guys. Crazier than that? I mean, come on.
I mean, maybe not crazier, but maybe a little bit more promiscuous, I guess you would say.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I'm not as crazy as you, Mr. Richard Avery.
I know. I'm the least.
Now, what was your first boy-girl sex scene? What was that like?
I don't know if it was my first scene.
Mm-hmm. What?
But the one that, yeah, exactly. The one that comes to mind, I was shooting, it was a boy-girl anal scene with LT, and it was hell.
Really?
It was hell. Not because of him, but because the one and only time I'd ever done anal was on Valentine's Day, like 2 days prior, and I was drunk out of my mind.
So Valentine's.
He's like, honey.
So I go
in. Was that
in.
Your Valentine's? Be my Valentine's. Pretty fuck much. Me in the ass.
That's all right. I always get fucked in the ass on Valentine's Day, too. And that's.
Here's your
and I'm alone.
Bend over.
I always get fucked on Valentine's Day, so why not get fucked in the ass?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
But I like that. Here's your box of chocolates, and now bend over and take it like a bitch.
Oh, no. It wasn't a box of chocolates. It was a bag of like dildos and toys. I'm dead serious.
Okay. All right. It's the gift that keeps on
giving.
Go ahead.
Anyway, the scene was hell. It took about 45 minutes to get his dick in my ass, and I was crying. And I thought I was going to die, and I was pretty much just praying for my life at that time.
Did you come?
No. Hell no.
No.
didn't do a whole lot.
No, yeah. I didn't walk for a couple days. I was driving home, like, elevated off the seat.
Like, wow, you're a tough girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the love of money.
So, yeah, exactly. God, you know, that's... Amazing.
Do you like girls or is it just
I'm
from
extremely picky about girls and I have like weird I don't know if you would call it fetishes but the weirder the better kind of with girls. Like I think Pamela Anderson's drop dead gorgeous just because she's had all the plastic surgery. Like I think Joan Rivers is a hot ass bitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're great.
And you know, doesn't Joan Rivers look younger than Pamela Anderson?
Joan Rivers is fucking amazing. Yeah. There's just a lot
of... All right, so we had to ask the question then. Who are the girls you like or you like to work with or you...
Girls that I like to work with, Jada Fire. You shouldn't even ask that question.
Rocks.
Jada Fire, there's a cute little girl named Elena Rivera.
Don't know her.
She's only in the business like 6 or 8 months. She's from New York.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl. Who else do I like? Jaina Ozo.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Jaina's we had her on the site. She is crazy.
Yeah.
The girl brought it. I had such a great time shooting her. She did all sorts of little magic tricks for me.
She does lots of magic tricks.
I was like, make this disappear. And she was like, and it was gone. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. Now make it appear again. Pull a rabbit out of your pussy. There was, you know, it was like, amazing.
I have to ask, what's your nationality? You're very exotic. Beautiful.
I'm part Syrian, part Polish.
Wow.
Part Polish, part Syrian.
Syrian.
Middle Eastern.
Syria.
Oh,
right below Lebanon, right above Israel. Yeah.
She's like figuring out the map. Okay.
Oh,
wow. Next to China?
Well, that's a mix. You don't. It's beautiful. You're Thank beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
So you're like in this business now for a while. You, I'm assuming you do have fun still in it.
Yes, I do.
As crazy as it is.
I do.
We've talked in the past, you know, there's a bunch of idiots in this business, correct?
Yes, and I may be one of them.
No, but. How do you get through it, like, you know, day in and day out? What keeps you going? Besides the money.
Pot.
Exactly.
Selfish watching of TV, of bad TV programs, yeah. Like Laguna Beach and like Entertainment Tonight. Just reality TV shows have like really given my life like some oomph, I guess you could say, because now instead of me absorbing myself into other people's business in the industry, yeah. I can watch fools on TV,
right. And makes be in their business.
It makes my life a little bit easier. And plus I have a good man at home, yeah. And even though my family doesn't know what I do, they're very supportive of, yeah. me. So
they're supportive of,
they're supportive of me working at a travel agency.
Exactly. Do they ever ask you for a discount on tickets? And you're like, sorry.
No, but I can't
the
tell
look
you.
On your face. It's like...
The thing is, I've told them that I work for a student travel agency, and if you're under 25, you're allowed to travel with them. So nobody in my family except
Perfect.
For me is under 25.
Yeah. I love that.
And my brother, 8 years old, is not going anywhere by himself anytime soon. So.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
He's a really good guy.
He's a great guy.
Really nice guy.
You're lucky.
Yes. He's just a smaller version of Richard.
He's a little dick.
They could be brothers.
Exactly. No, he's a really good guy.
He likes watching you have sex with
him,
obviously.
No. He is...
He's in denial.
No, he's not in denial. Saying mean things. He kind of takes it as it comes. He's very helpful. He worked in the music industry for a long time. He's a musician. So he sees the connection between the music industry and the porn business. So he helps me elevate my career. Like, he did my website. He's done pretty much everything for me.
Right.
And he is just, he's so helpful. And he gets irritated when people call the house and try to ask me out on dates. And like, actually, Richard, you're the only person that calls me that he doesn't get upset that you call. Because you don't call and perv out on me, right. though.
First of all,
give him some time.
First of all, I believe that because, and Monica, you'll back me up on this. That's just the way I am with, because all women are my friends. So it's like,
right.
And it's always really weird. I always say it every once in a while, some boyfriend gets jealous of my relationship with their girlfriends, and all of a sudden then they get to know me and they realize, I'm harmless.
Just add them to the list of the people that hate you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, my question is, so he does all this stuff for you. Does he have problems when you're out working, doing scenes, or do you just not talk about it?
Because we just really don't talk about it. The only time he has a problem is like if I'm going to go work with, he had an issue that he brought to my attention. I guess I wasn't thinking, yeah. of working for a company with a certain male talent that... Mm. It's a kind of touchy situation. He's married to this chick that tested HIV positive a couple years ago. Even though he doesn't live with her and right. he says he doesn't actively have sex with her, that's something that I can't put myself at risk for or put my family at risk
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, those are the only times he really steps up and says something about my career, right. unless I come home, like, beaten to death. And then he grabs the gun and starts running from the door.
Are you a condom only girl?
No. Condoms are whole. Well, doing anal condoms are just bad news.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
That's for sure. Yeah. The no, because it's funny because like I know a couple of girls I've talked to that I've shot that are on the site and I won't name names, but it's like their boyfriends. It's like they're okay with it as long as they don't hear about it. Kind of like they just don't want to hear about it. They're, you know, it's like they don't want her coming home and talking about how great the scene was today. It's like they don't need to know.
Yeah, but really you need someone to talk to, I think.
I talk to Jada Fire about all my problems. She's my crutch. And I thank God every day that I found her. And it took me 2.5 years in this business to find somebody that I could talk to.
And you know, the cool thing about Jada is that she's been around the business. I think she's experienced just about everything that you could possibly come across.
Well, and plus I talk to Jada about personal stuff and whatnot. And I think even if Jada was somebody I met on the street at the bus stop and she wasn't in the business, that I could talk to her about the business and she would be totally non-judgmental. So.
No, she's like that. She's definitely special. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, what are you... You have a website.
Mm-hmm. It's veronicajet@xxx.com.
And one thing I noticed about your website is you have a really cool blog thing to communicate. That's awesome.
I love my blog.
I wish girls would do more of that. And that's something we're going to be introducing.
People are too obsessed with MySpace and that whole bit. And one of the reasons we created the blog was it was Michael's idea to go ahead and create the blog so I would stay off of MySpace.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because MySpace just gets people in trouble. It's the end all of end all, and it's just, it's hell.
Yeah.
It is online hell.
And people take it a little too seriously.
They do. And I became a MySpace junkie for a while, and he goes, if you want to post and look at stuff, pay attention to your website. We built this for you. This is your platform. So we did the blog, and the blog is kind of a way for me. I really enjoy reading Taylor Rain's site, LukeFord.com, because she is just balls to the wall, like, we'll just say it all. And that's what I kind of map my blog after. Like, I have a lovely clip of somebody that you know singing a Mariah Carey song, and she sounds like absolute shit. And I heard it on a website, and I had to post it, and it is great. I love to showcase the crack whores and the junkies and just the retards of the business.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I think it's great.
Yeah, because it's like since we three of us have been around the business long enough to know that it's like what people present and what they really are. Two different things.
Yeah, I know that's the case for me.
It's like image is not everything.
I think MySpace is more for people in your past, like undesirables to get a hold of you, like high school people.
I've had
that problem because we don't have that information on people.
God, that's the worst for me.
MySpace for us has been really good as we're up to over 6,000 friends now. But what I like about it for me is this as a business and it's a marketing tool.
Yeah,
it's just a marketing tool. And what I find is, actually, we get some good, like, I get really good comments, and it kind of gives me positive reinforcement to keep me going through the hard work. But it's been really, really good. But it's at the same time, I do have friends that are just, like, addicted to this thing. And it's like, dude. And, like, the idea of collecting friends, like, dude, they're not your friends.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't really know you.
I know. I have, like, 22,000 people on my MySpace. Yeah. I'm like, I know maybe, like, 3 or 4% of them.
Yeah.
And it's really sad.
Like, I had a party, and I had 10 people show up. But on MySpace, I have, like, 1,000 friends.
Exactly.
Like, do I want all those people in my house?
No. Exactly.
Do you prefer stills or video? What do you prefer? Posing in front of camera.
Well, okay, I'm pretty self-conscious, and Richard pointed this out to me when he shot me that I have a really fucked up. It's not a lazy eye, but one of my eyes is smaller than the other.
Don't have to.
And listen, you know what?
Like I'm an asshole.
You're not an asshole. I've been waiting for somebody to actually see what I see, and nobody's pointed out to me because
I have
it
one
bugs
too, though.
Me.
A slight one though. If someone has pointed out before, I think everybody does. Like you know.
You have one boob bigger than the other.
Oh, well, yeah.
But that's sexy, though. That's human.
Mine are just so fucking big, it shows up.
One's double D, and the other one's triple D.
Yeah, one's big and one's really fucking big.
Exactly.
I like taking stills if it's with an actual photographer. I don't want to be, like, with some digital, like, disposable camera. Yeah. Like, that shit's just way old.
Some guy in the backyard's on, hey, baby, get naked.
Yeah. I've gotten into bondage lately, like, when I was shooting with Dave Nadz and stuff like that. So stills are a little bit more my thing right now because I have this weird thing where I don't like to hear my voice, which we were just discussing in the other room. I don't like to hear my voice. And I get really shy when I have a camera plunged in my face and I have to talk. It's just not, I'm loud and obnoxious and I will say whatever I want. But when I get in front of a camera and somebody's like, oh, well, tell me that you like dick and all this stuff. And I'm all like, it's not really the time. I'm not thinking about that right now.
Exactly. Well, I think it's funny. It's like we just shot recently, and that stuff is going to start coming out very soon. And the first movie, we actually just started cutting yesterday.
Awesome.
And it looks really cool. The photo shoots, the sets we've done so far are really great, and we're actually going to be shooting again soon.
Awesome.
I think what I liked about shooting you was that you're unique. You're different. And I always tell people, like, when I shoot girls, that I look for the differences. I like, and that's the stuff I get excited about. I always say, if I wanted to shoot a blonde-haired, blue-eyed bimbo every time I would, but I don't want to. I want variety.
Right.
And another thing is like what I liked had a fun with you and which I've bragged about with other friends is that you're fearless. I mean, it's like there's not, you know, Monica,
we shot a million times.
Monica's the same way. She's fearless. I don't. And that makes, I always say that makes, because I am too, especially when it comes to creating art.
Right.
I'm afraid of everything else. But this stuff, I always tell people, like, it's like when you can sit there and you're a photographer, Monica, so you know this. It's like when you can get a subject in front of you that just kind of is not afraid to go where the artist wants you to go, knowing that it's mainly for a good cause.
That's the problem with a lot of these girls that are in the business. They don't understand that all you have to do is try.
Yeah.
That's all people, they're not saying, put the fucking tree up your ass. Like, I mean, they're not going to kill you.
Yeah.
Right.
All you got to do is try. After two tries, three tries, you can't do it, then call it fucking day.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, it's just, I like when I shoot girls that are just, like I always tell them, like, just not afraid. Let's go. Let's see what happens.
Oh, I would have jammed that shoot on my fucking throat if I could. I just couldn't reach. My leg's too short.
But, you know, and it's just like, it's fun. I just, I enjoy it. And it's fun when I get the girls that, like I said, not afraid. Because I, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm there to create great art. That's what I'm most proud of. And that's what I'm most proud of on the website is that, you know, we have thousands of photos that I think every one of them
is amazing. They're all beautiful and unique. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're amazing. And I'm only as good as the girls that I shoot, really. Yeah.
Well, you're much prettier than all of them.
So what's the future going to be? You've been in the business a while now. You've done this. You've done everything you could possibly do. Well, besides anal sex.
Do you want kids? You want to get married?
No. I mean, I've been.
I want kids, but I don't want to get
married. I've been in a relationship for 2 years. And prior to that, I was in a relationship for 2 years and found out the dude was gay. So like, and plus I've seen my dad go through some bullshit with women and my grandmother, same with men, and marriage is just full of shit. It's good for tax purposes and for healthcare and stuff like that. And when you're calling and, you know, talking to people about their accounts and shit like that, it's good for that. Kids, I have a 1-year-old dog at home and she's a pain in my fucking ass.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
That's enough.
It is enough.
Exactly. So what about the business? Do you want to, how do you see it going for you?
Well, right now I'm kind of at a turning point to where either I need to really turn it on and change my image and do something with myself, or else I'm just going to be lost in the dirt with everybody else. I plan on pushing forward as long as it lets me. I don't want to be 50 years old fucking men on film.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I don't even want to be 30 doing men on film. I just kind of take it day by day.
Yeah.
And when it slows down, I'm smart enough to go find, I mean, I have things to fall back on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've saved money, but who knows? Tomorrow, man, the porn industry might blow up. I mean, I don't know. Really don't care.
Wow. What a
Chatsworth might get bombed.
I'm trying to think what that world would be like.
There'd be so many famous strippers.
Yes.
I can just say, like, there'd be a lot of really angry, lonely men out there. The industry died.
Yeah,
wow. And so dumb last kind of question here I wanted to ask you was, you know, it's kind of what I like to ask everybody is like, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a porn star?
The like good is obviously the money, and there are some good people in this business, and it's always nice to kind of play outside the box, and it's always good when somebody wants to hear your ideas and you can give your input. The bad is disgusting people that don't take baths, and the bad is
hygiene.
The bad is also doing anal and shitting your pants on the way home, because it does happen. I mean, anything you can think of that is disgusting that relates to porn, ingrown hairs, STDs, shit like that. Yeah. I mean, that's the bad. The ugly is the freaky people that email me. That I got an email from a dude the other day that said he has some weird fetish. And it's called like gynophoria or something. And it's where you have sex with the girl, you kill her, and you eat her.
Wow. No, that's not.
He's just fucking with you.
I will forward you the fucking email.
He's fucking with you, though.
And then I was actually out of town when this happened. And so when I got back, he had sent me some other emails talking about, why haven't you answered my email? Like, he was getting all offended, and then finally went and clicked the link. And it's such an obscure.
There's a website for it?
There's such an obscure fetish that, I mean, obviously you can't do that legally and
that's
put it up on
a
website.
That's homicide.
So it's comic book reels to illustrate everything. But he said he has this real fetish and either wants to kill me and eat me, or wants me and him to kill a girl and eat her.
Oh. Well, I believe it. I mean, he probably is a sick fuck.
I get a lot of sick fucks emailing me. And out of those, half the ones I have to go on fucking Alta Vista and translate them because I can't understand what the fuck they say.
Exactly.
But there are some really fucking twisted people out there.
So that's the ugly side of the business. Yeah. Is the fans.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then my creeped out neighbors that know what I do. That's pretty bad.
Do you, are you going to AVN this year?
No, I'm boycotting it. I got kicked out last year for I had an altercation with someone, and I don't think I'm allowed to return.
How do you get kicked out of AVN?
I had somebody coming up to my booth harassing me, and I was like, dude, you know, back off. You know, you don't want to do this here. If you want to, you know, call me a bitch and scream obscenities at me, catch me outside when I'm going to my car, when I'm going to my hotel. Don't do it here. Comes back the next day, does it again, but gets right up in my face. So I hawk a luge, fucking choke back, and spit right on his face. And I mean, he started raising his hands like he was going to hit me and just doing all sorts of crazy shit. So I spit on him. I didn't want to put my hands on him because right then and there, it's outright assault.
Right.
But I didn't know that spitting on somebody is assault and battery as well.
Yeah.
So I had lovely Las Vegas Police Department come escort me downstairs from the booth and put me in handcuffs and basically tell me they were taking me to jail. So then the guy dropped the charges and I've been expelled.
Is the guy in the business?
No.
Just a fan, loser idiot.
Just a fan. Probably the guy that wants to eat you.
Creepy fanboy. He used to work for Tara Patrick, but he doesn't anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know. I might go to AVN this year. I might not. It's really not my thing.
Yeah.
I like having my private life, and it'll be a good time for me to take a break because everybody will be gone.
Yeah. You know, it's funny as I've gone and not gone. And it's funny when you don't go and then you'll go back like a year later. You're like, nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And the funny thing is, I was reading an article about somebody saying that AVN is nothing compared to the Venus show in Berlin.
Yeah.
And from the pictures and stories that I've heard, if AVN was like the Venus show, I'd be there.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just a playground for a bunch of idiots.
AVN show is really boring to me because I'm not a party club, you know. Yeah. So
I'm not either. I'd rather sit in my room and smoke pot and watch TV and play with my dog and
gamble.
Yeah. Not even that.
Gambling, yes. Yeah. Slot machines. Nickel slots.
I like the slots.
I'm there with the old ladies. That's me at AVN.
Yeah, I saw you passed out drunk next to one.
Tweedle the twaddle.
God. So, well, we thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
For visiting us here.
No problem.
At julieland.com.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. And I want to thank the guests, the beautiful Veronica Jett. And Julie will be back soon, so come back and, you know, she'll be here to entertain you. And Dick will be here,
I'll
too.
I'll always be here, slaving away.
What more can you ask for at Julie? Hey, Julie. Julie Land.